Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Over 5 million Californians rely on CalFresh benefits. That's according to the State Department of Social Services. Many know the program as food stamps or by the federal name SNAP, which stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And during the pandemic, many received additional benefits that provided a minimum of $95 every month for food. But as the state expires its COVID-19 emergency declaration, that additional food assistance has come to an end, although with inflation, some would argue the need is still very much here. Well, this month, the state launched a pilot program to make California-grown fresh produce more accessible and affordable for those using CalFresh. Joining us to talk about the California Fruit and Vegetable EBT Pilot Project and how it's being applied on a statewide level is Eli Zegas, the Food and Agricultural Policy Director with the nonprofit SPUR. Also joining us is Emma Burke with the Alchemist Community Development Corporation, which is rolling out this pilot program at farmers markets in Sacramento County. Thank you and welcome both to Insight. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Eli, I want to start with you. So SPUR stands for the San Francisco Bay Area Planning and Urban Research Association. What is SPUR's role in food assistance?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me today, Vicky. So SPUR, we work on a lot of different policy issues. And in this regard, it's related to making healthy food more affordable for low-income Californians. And though we are based in the Bay Area, our work on this topic, on the pilot and expanding it so it's available more broadly, is statewide. We have run since 2017 a program called Double Up Food Bucks, which is a paper-based coupon, which we feel like this new pilot is replacing. So sort of generation one was paper-based coupons. The second generation that we think is more scalable is what we'll be talking about today, the pilot that the state is running. And then we also work on legislation to expand programs like this statewide. And so we both operate a program with partner grocery stores, and we also push for the policy to make healthy food more affordable. And we think this is one tool to do that.
Okay. So given that this first generation of what we're going to be talking about started about 6 years ago when you launched your own healthy food incentive program, what prompted the need to develop this type of program? And what kind of feedback have you received over the past 6 years?
Yeah. So I think maybe the best way to talk about this is first explain how it works. So we partner with a number of grocery stores, and I should say Emma can explain how it works at farmers markets. It's slightly different in that context, but they end up doing the same thing. A customer walks into a grocery store. They do their normal shopping. They might see now in the programs we've partnered with signs on the shelves that identify what's California grown produce. They get to the cash register, and let's say they have $5.32 of California grown oranges, cilantro, and onions. They check out like normal. The cashier rings them up like normal. And then when they pay with what's called their EBT card, electronic benefit transfer card, which is the debit-like card that provides the CalFresh benefits that you talked about at the beginning. So the food assistance dollars. They swipe their card, assuming they have money in their account. Transaction goes through and they get a coupon. This is generation one, a paper coupon at the end of the transaction saying, congratulations, here's $5.32 off the next time you come back to the store, a discount. That works. What we've seen is when customers have additional money to buy produce, they do. They buy more produce, they eat more produce. And what that means is it reduces hunger. People can stretch their food budgets further. It means that people are eating better. So nutrition and health improve. And it means we're also supporting the California agricultural economy because we grow so much produce. So generation two is rather than getting a paper coupon back at the end of the transaction, what the California Fruit and Vegetable EBT pilot is doing is that money goes right back to someone's account on the card, connected to the card. So you don't have to remember an extra piece of paper. It's not specific to that store. It travels with the person on their account. And what that means is it's easier for the customer. They don't have to remember a piece of paper. It's easier for the store. They're not processing paper coupons. They're getting paid back every night like they are with CalFresh, automatically, electronically, bank to bank. And it's very efficient for program administrators. In this case, the state is able to get a lot of money into people's pockets with very little overhead because the system already exists and it's highly efficient.
And we're talking about this pilot at a time when the state's COVID-19 emergency declaration is coming to an end. But this pilot, the inception of this came from legislation back in 2018, correct?
That's right. That's right. State Senator Scott Wiener was the original champion along with Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula, who is now championing the expansion, both of them. And that was back in 2018. The vision for a long time has been We have a program that works, reduces hunger, it improves health, it supports the California ag economy. There are two obstacles to really increasing its impact. We at Spur have a long-term vision of seeing this become a permanent supplement to CalFresh. Let's make this part of the program. It's good. The two obstacles were technology. So a technology that scales easily in retail settings and is very efficient. And then the second obstacle is money. So this pilot really represents hitting that milestone of developing a technology. It was a question in the pilot. The main question was, can the state create the system so the money goes back to people's accounts, those matching dollars, those bonus dollars? Massachusetts did it in 2012, but the pilot was, can we do it in California? And I would say the pilot has now been going for about a month. And the answer is yes. We have not been hearing reports back of issues, at least in the grocery stores we're partnered with. And so we now have a technology. And so the question is, how many people is the state willing to reach? And that's a question of money. And Assembly Bill 605, which I'd love to get into if we have time, would seek to take this pilot and program and expand it. So ultimately, the pilot is going to be at 90 plus retail locations scattered across the state, farmers markets and grocery stores. We think it should be at hundreds of locations. And eventually, hopefully everywhere, for every retailer that wants to participate, so that we can really help the millions of Californians that you mentioned who are struggling. Because right now, as you noted, benefits have gone down. The COVID era allotments from the federal government are gone. And this is one tool that we can use to backfill that gap. So everyone lost at least $95 a month. Some households, it's hundreds of dollars a month. With the fruit and vegetable EBT pilot, you can earn up to $60 a month in fruit and vegetable supplemental benefits. And from our perspective, it's a tool that works. We've got the technology now, and it's just a question of expanding it.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing from you, because before the Generation One back in 2017, it was a paper coupon, and I just think of myself, that's very easy for me to lose. But now it's not that a CalFresh recipient necessarily needs to opt in because it's already part of their EBT card.
Correct. So the way it's working right now is there's a limited budget in the pilot. So the only place where a CalFresh participant can earn these supplemental benefits is at the pilot retail locations, so the farmers markets or the grocery stores. But you're right. That's the whole point. It's so simple. There's no extra enrollment. Once you are part of CalFresh and you are shopping at a participating retailer, you can earn these supplemental benefits. And the trick of making it widely available is just making it so there's enough money so more retailers can sign up and do the technology plug-in that they need to do to the state's new system, updated system. And once that retailer's up and running, then yeah, any CalFresh customer who walks in the store can be earning these benefits.
And Emma, that brings me to you, because we're talking about markets, but also farmers markets as well, in addition to grocery stores mm-hmm. that are part of this pilot. Alchemist was founded nearly two decades ago. You've worked on combating food insecurity in areas around Sacramento. What were some of the conversations that your organization was having with those unaffordable or at least lack of access when it comes to fresh produce that's grown in our backyard?
Yeah, absolutely. So Alchemist was founded by making farm stands accessible to CalFresh and EBT customers. So that is a really core part of our work in the region. We really strive to make that connection between our small and mid-sized farmers and then folks who are food insecure and most focused on CalFresh households. So that work developed over the years into CalFresh access at farmers markets. Farmers markets as a whole can bring in such a great variety of produce, and we live in such a great abundant area where you can go to a market and really find most of the items you need, you know, that you would usually get at a grocery store. So we now run EBT access at 8 farmers markets in the area. And we, in doing that work, have become involved in the nutrition incentive programming as well. So we've run the original kind of OG nutrition incentive program market match for many years in the region. And when customers use their card at the market, we match them dollar per dollar up to $10 a day for fruits and veggies. So this was kind of a preliminary version of the pilot that we're running now. So this program has been really successful over the past few years. And we have helped to bring that to 22 partner sites in Sacramento and Yolo counties. So that's farm stands and farmers markets. Our goal really is to make sure that anywhere that you're buying farm fresh produce, it's accessible to everybody and it's also affordable. So bringing in those nutrition incentive dollars helps make that food comparable to what you would pay at a grocery store and really fills that gap to make it accessible to everybody. So when we heard about the pilot we wanted to be one of the sites that piloted the, you know, this new incentive program that does the $60 per month matched for CalFresh households. We really see a need to make sure that farmers, small and mid-sized farmers, are a part of that conversation. It's been built for grocery stores, but we're greatly positioned in California to make sure that this is expanded really equitably to our farmers markets as well. We want to make sure our small and mid-sized farmers stay a part of this conversation and are represented as well.
Yeah. You mentioned the Market Match program, and that's been around for more than a decade. It's similar to this pilot, but what does this pilot add on to the Market Match program?
Yeah, so Market Match, as I mentioned, is $10 per day for a customer per market they shop at. And because we live in an area that has so many markets, we often see the same customers at multiple markets throughout a week, which is fantastic. The pilot program now, the Fruit and Veggie Incentive Program, matches customers up to $60 per month when they buy fresh produce. So at the farmers markets, it works a little different than the grocery store. Customers come to our CalFresh booth before they shop with the farmers, and they take dollars off of their EBT card that we then exchange for $1 vouchers to be spent with the farmers. So we kind of do that ATM-like exchange for them. And they get a CalFresh dollar and then a fruit and a veggie dollar. So with the pilot, their customers are buying up to $60 worth of those fruit and veggie dollars. And then we can match them with either $60 of EBT that can be used at the market in vouchers, or it can go back on their card to be used at a later date. So there's the opportunity for more dollars at the market with this program. So at one site, you can get up to $60 per month instead of the cap of $10 per day. In our area, it's had a mixed reaction from folks because we do have folks who shop at multiple markets. So it's been really exciting for folks to go to one market and get $60. And then if they're getting matched $10 per week at another market, that's an additional $40. So they're getting $100 free dollars. We have a few folks who are realizing if this program does expand and it's $60 across the board, and that's their max per month for incentives, they will be getting a small reduction in the amount that they are currently getting for fruits and veggies. But overall, this has been a really well-received program. The technology rollout has been really smooth, and we're really excited to be a part of this conversation.
And you mentioned that farmers are also part of this conversation as well. And when I think of a farmer's market, there are a lot of different vendors, right? And so and they all operate individually. So how many vendors at the farmer's market does this apply to? Because there's currently two farmer's markets in the county that's taking part in this pilot. And what conversations were you having with farmers about being part of this?
Yeah, so farmers are, of course, always excited when we're bringing these new programs to them. They know that the traditional ways of getting food out to customers, you know, is always a little challenging. Wholesale is always best. But these small and mid-sized farmers really do rely on farmers markets. So the work that we provide in keeping them relevant and keeping them involved in these technological advances is really, really valued. And they appreciate, you know, this coming to two sites. It's at our Sunrise Station Farmers Market out in Rancho Cordova and Country Club Plaza that's in the Arden Arcade area. And both of those markets are on Saturdays from 8 to 12. And it's been really well received so far. Over the last 6 weeks that we've been operating the program at our Country Club Plaza location, we've had a lot of customers come out, take the $60 from their card for fruits and veggies, and then most have opted to put that remaining money that they're matched back on their card instead of spending it at the market. And that has been a very large change from how the program usually functions, where folks are being matched with a dollar specifically for the market. So farmers can see tangibly the money that's coming into them. With this new pilot, we're seeing a lot of the money go back onto the card to then be used later, most likely at a grocery store, which we are a huge advocate of. You, if you need food and you need the additional money for food, you get to use that however you would like. But we also want to make sure that our farmers are being well represented and that they have an equal opportunity for this money as well. So they're watching a lot of money walk out of the market. And so in the past 6 weeks, there's been a fairly small decrease in the number of physical vouchers we're handing out. It's been about 5% less. Which is relatively small. It's not huge or concerning yet, but we do see if that trend continues, that is more money that's walking away from a market in a time when the small and mid-sized farmers are really needing that. They're recovering from COVID setbacks as well. And so that's something we're really mindful and we want to keep innovating this program so it works well for everybody.
Right. Yeah, that is really important. In the last minute or so that we have, Eli, I want to end with you because, you know, this program, this pilot has a lot of benefits, but right now, as it currently stands, it's a pilot. pilot, right? So there are small grocery store chains that are taking part across the state, you know, a half dozen or so farmers markets across the state. You mentioned Assembly Bill 605. How could this help expand the pilot and make it more widespread across California?
Yeah, so Assembly Bill 605 builds on the work that the California Department of Social Services has already done to set up the system, and I want to give them credit for that. And what it would do is it would put $94 million over 2 years towards making this available at far more locations. And so there are three tiers: larger grocery, smaller grocery, and farm direct outlets. And it directs the agency to start enrolling more retailers. And the way they could do that is by having sufficient money to handle the number of customers that would be coming across the state. And so we really hope that the legislature and the governor will support Assembly Bill 605 and its budget proposal, because we need this now. People are struggling to make ends meet, and we've got a tool that can really help a lot of people. So we're hopeful that AB 605 will get the support it needs to pass.
Eli, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Vicky. Really appreciate it.
And Emma, nice to see you.
Thank you.
And Eli Zegas is the Food and Agriculture Policy Director for the nonprofit Spur, which is based in the Bay Area. And Emma Burke is with the organization Alchemist Community Development Corporation, which helped roll out California's new pilot program for fresh produce at two farmers markets in Sacramento County. Up next, we'll learn how this year's snowpack also comes with a stress test for water management and infrastructure. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.